Hello and welcome to my hermitage, where we gather each day to reflect over a part of the gospel that we shared at Mass. This is Father Clint Honkamp coming to you from my hermitage in St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today is November 4th, 2025, Tuesday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time. St. Luke writes, "A man gave a great dinner, to which he invited many. When the time came for the dinner, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one they all began to excuse themselves." It's from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 16 through 18. In today's gospel, Jesus tells the story of a man who prepared a great banquet and sent out invitations to many. When everything was ready, he sent his servant to announce, "Come, everything is now ready." This is not simply a story about a meal. It is a story about salvation. The banquet represents the kingdom of God, the life of grace, the joy of communion with him. The invitation has already been sent to each of us through Christ. Sacrifice has been made, the table prepared, the doors opened. God has done all the work. All that remains is for us to come. The heart of this parable is divine generosity. The host wants his house full. He desires our presence, not our perfection. He wants us at his table, not because we deserve it, but because we are loved. But when the servant goes out to summon the guests, one by one, they begin to make excuses. One says, "I have bought a field." Another, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen." A third, "I've just been married." Each has something more pressing than the banquet. How familiar this sounds. We too can be caught in a web of excuses. "I'll pray later. I'm too tired for Mass. I'm too busy for confession. I'll get serious about faith when life slows down." These aren't always bad things. Work, family, and commitments are good. But they become dangerous when they replace God as our first love. The problem isn't the oxen or the field or the marriage. It's that these good things are treated as if they were ultimate things. When we make excuses, we aren't rejecting an obligation. We're rejecting a relationship. God invites us to joy, and we answer, "Not now, dude. I'm too busy." When the invited guests refuse, the master tells his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." This is the mercy of God in motion. He fills his table with the ones the world forgets. The ones who know they have nothing to offer are the first to be welcomed. The poor cannot repay. The blind cannot find the door on their own. The crippled cannot come without help. Yet grace seeks them out and carries them in. This is what the kingdom of God looks like. Not a gathering of the successful and self-sufficient, but a communion of those who have learned dependence and humility. The church is that banquet hall. Every Mass is a taste of this heavenly feast where sinners become guests of mercy and the poor in spirit find their place at the table. The parable ends with the master insisting, "Compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." You see, God's love is not passive. It's urgent. He desires that no one be left outside. We live in a world overflowing with invitations to pleasure, to comfort, to distraction, but only one invitation leads to life, and it is offered daily through the whisper of conscience, through the sacraments, through the needs of others, through the quiet call to prayer. Come, everything is now ready. Not tomorrow, not when we have more time. Come now. The image receiving a handwritten invitation from someone who deeply loves you, who has prepared a meal, decorated the table, and waited eagerly for you to arrive. How unthinkable it would be to ignore it. That's what the gospel reveals today. The personal invitation of God to you. The Mass is his table. The Scriptures, his conversation. The poor are his guests of honor. The question is not whether we are invited, because we are. The question is whether we will come. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have prepared the feast of grace for us. Forgive us for the times we have made excuses. Open our hearts to hunger for you above all things. Give us the humility of the poor and the joy of the invited. May we never turn away when you say, "Come, everything is now ready." Amen. If you found a blessing in these short reflections, I'd invite you to invite others to join us each day here in my hermitage as we reflect together over God's call to us, journeying towards heaven. May God bless you today and keep you safe.